Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
Yes, it's Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And tonight, Michael P. McCarthy is here with me.
Happy to be here.
CEO, Chief Executive Officer of our company, doing a great job as always, and glad to have
you
here,
sir.
Mikey. We're on an open show tonight, Michael. That means our listeners, our guests, they get to call in, ask any questions they want about personal finance, whether it's tax planning or whether it's about estate planning or elder care planning, college planning, retirement planning, risk management, auto, life, home, long-term care. You know, if it's dealing with your personal finances, we're here to help you with it. Maybe it's your company benefits. Maybe it's business planning and how to maximize your business entity to get the greatest wealth efficiency standard out of that business that you have. You know, wealth efficiency is the key to personal financial advice and knowing that you're doing the things that you can control. You can't control the stock market. I couldn't control the market going up or down today. I can't control the bond market, what it does on a daily basis. What I can do is reduce taxes when I can, help with the estate planning, reduce insurance costs, you know, et cetera. Those are the kinds of things that you control. And maybe you have a question about your personal finance that you want to ask. And the way to do that is calling in right now, 410-922-6680. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and lead the conversation tonight with your questions, 410-922-6680.
You know, Drew, you say that way, and it makes me think of that prayer. What's it? Correct me on it, but Lord,
the Serenity Prayer.
Yes, is that
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that's what they call it. You know, let me have the peace with what I can't control, and
the strength too,
and strength to control what I can control. You know,
yeah.
It's something
that's
like
a, that's
that.
A
we
good
had
one
we,
for
we
financial
paraphrased
planning.
It. Yeah, it's very good for the financial industry. So anyway, we're here on an open show, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Hey, Mike, let's tell our listeners again that because we're running out of space, May 8th, we're doing an event right
awesome.
Here at the DoubleTree Hotel, right here where the show is being broadcast. We're at one of the office buildings right next door to it, but at the DoubleTree Hotel at Reisterstown Road in the Beltway, we're going to be doing an event for listeners and clients, and if you want to be a part of that. And Sean Casey will be there with me, my good friend, Sean. Sean will be there. We're going to have drinks and heavy appetizers. We're going to give away a book to everyone. We're going to do our top financial planning and tax tips also. And we'll answer any of your questions with whatever time we have. And we'd love to meet you. There are a lot of great callers that are regulars to call in.
Beautiful venue.
And if you want to be a part of that, the way to do that is call our office, 410-823-7283. 410-823-SAVE is the easiest way to remember that, 410-823-SAVE. And also, you can email info@financialconsulate.com, financial consulate, like an embassy, consulate, consulate.com, and make your reservation. You have to have a reservation. If you are not on the RSVP list, you will not be able to enter the event because we have limited space. So please be sure to contact our office if you want to be a part of that. 410-823-SAVE is the easiest way to remember that, or info@financialconsulate.com.
Very good.
You have anybody online there, Mickey?
We do. Let's go right to Joan in Baltimore. Joan, how can we help?
I have a question. How long does it take for your financial advisor to have more money taken out for taxes? This has been going on for 3 years. This year, I had a tax bill of $32,000.
Well, I don't, with our clients, we meet with them during tax season and during the year, and we determine, you know, hey, this is how much money you're going to need to pay for taxes next year, so let's make sure we're ready for it. So I have no idea what yours is doing, Joan, because that shouldn't be happening.
So you're talking about the withholding on your IRA distributions, right?
Everything. Yeah. I'm just in 21 I moved to Pennsylvania. I had a tax prepare guy in Reisterstown doing my taxes. So
right.
I overlooked it that he did not realize I moved to Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So the following year I had another high, this has been going on for 3 years, and he told me what I had to do. So I went to the financial advisor. I had an appointment the first week of May with the one I'm dealing with now, because I got kicked out of a financial advisor's office. And that's another story. They
right.
kicked me out.
Yeah, well.
If you go in and you have all the documentation wrote down from the way the gentleman that prepared your taxes, and you have to take this out and that out and that out, I don't understand what got lost in the whole conversation I had with this gentleman.
Well, you see, you know, Joan, this is why we believe that a financial advisor should be a investment and tax advisor, and they are extremely important to be synchronized together. And that's why tax planning is so important to us. So you're just preaching to the choir here. So I have no idea why it's happening at your current place. And I wish I could give you more help on that one. But
because I had to call the financial advisor to ask him if I had any cash flow to pay my taxes instead of
right.
paying them.
Yeah. Hopefully you did. Hopefully you didn't have to liquidate anything to get it, you know, so... I wish I could answer your question better, but yeah, I believe tax planning and investment, financial planning, financial advisors should be synchronized together. They should be the same company basically doing it, and it makes a big difference. And if not, there should be a strong coordination between the tax advisor, the tax preparers, and the advisor. Anyway, we got to go to our...
Yeah. Thanks, Joan. Thanks for the question.
We're going to go to traffic, right? And we're going to be right back. We're on an open show, 410-823-7283.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. 6680.
410-922-6680 if you want to lead the conversation. Take care.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. There are two main personal finance issues. How do I reduce taxes, and when can I retire? The Financial Consulate is passionate about both. My personal passion is reducing your tax liabilities because I believe tax laws are illogical and complex. I relish in helping you legally reduce taxes. It delights me and my team to help you retire and remain confident throughout your retirement. Robust retirement planning software and our comprehensive knowledge can build the assurance you need to plot out your retirement goals. If you have $1 million or more invested, including company plans, then we will do a tax planning analysis and retirement plan projection at no cost. If tax savings and retirement are your main concerns, then call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAVE, or search Financial Consulate. That's consulate like an embassy. Let us show you how to lower your tax liability and confidently prepare for retirement.
More of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. And again, you know, Mike and I were talking about the beginning of the show that we're having a listener appreciation night on May 8th here at the DoubleTree Hotel.
Sean Casey's coming.
You get a free book when you come.
Nice
we'll
food.
Have drinks.
Nice.
And appetizers. We're going to do our top 10 financial planning and tax tips that you should know about. And if you want to be a part of that, 410-823-7283 is the way to call in and make your reservation. 410-823-SAVE is an easy way to remember that. Or email info@financialconsulate.com. Info@financialconsulate.com. But, Mike, we're on an open show. Do we have any...
We don't have any callers, but what number should they call if they want to ask a question versus come to our book event, our radio
Yeah,
event?
If you want to come, if you want to call in and be a part of the show and direct the conversation tonight, you want to call 410-922-6680. I got that blown a little bit at the end of the... I was rushing there and didn't get it right. But it's 410-922-6680. Anyway, if you want to call in, we'd love to talk to you, answer your question, like we couldn't answer Joan's question because it was one that we couldn't control. We didn't really know what was going on there. But if you want to call in directly, you got a tax question, 410-922-6680 is the way to call in. 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and ask. You know, I noticed something, Mike, that we had a client, you know, we review a lot of clients' returns. So we do a lot of clients' returns, but some clients like to do their own return or they go to a different preparer, and we're fine with that as long as they let us review the return. And so we were reviewing this return, and he's doing it, Mike, on the Maryland website, the free Maryland filing website. And he puts all his information, he sends it to us, pretty simple return, just basically salary and a couple other little things. And TurboTax got the, he did it both on TurboTax and with the state, but he figured the state return was right because he owed the state more money with the state's return. And so he figured TurboTax had it wrong. And he sent it to us to review. And I said, no, TurboTax got it right. The Maryland return got it wrong. They didn't give the guy his senior tax credit. It was like $2,000 differential. And there was no, he wasn't even close to the 150 mark. But the Maryland, you know, prepare
Maryland
return didn't give him the credit. And fortunately, he was able to correct it and get it done right, you know. But I can't imagine how many 65-year-olds are out there using that silly, you know, program and possibly didn't get their Maryland tax credit.
Yeah.
It could be possible that he didn't do something right, and that's why it didn't give him the credit. But it seems he said he went back and looked it all over. He thought he checked everything right, you know.
The way things are today, even someone using TurboTax, I mean, it can just be incredibly hard for someone who's not a tax professional to be able to get that right, you know. And people put something in and it says they owe money and they kind of just accept it. Oh, I guess I owe money.
That's what I call an invisible loss, Mike.
Invisible losses.
I call it an invisible loss, which means that you just accept it, you pay it, and you never know that you just spent $2,000 on taxes and you will never get it back. You will never regret that you lost the $2,000, but it's an invisible loss that you will never get back again.
And the other thing that I'll say to people this time of year, the IRS starts to send out letters for things that their computer thinks, hey, you know, you didn't pay us the right amount of taxes because of this, that, or the other. If you get one of these letters, don't have an immediate emotional, you know, response to it. Take time, get somebody who knows what they're doing to take a look at it. Because a lot of times it might just be that when you were doing TurboTax, you didn't put the thing in the right box, and now it thinks you owe taxes, but you don't really.
Well, even now, Mike, there's a new thing that the IRS has been doing. They've been sending out these silly letters that say, oh, by the way, there's income here that we're being reported that you didn't put on your tax return, and we just want you to look your return over to make sure you're right, because if not, we're going to penalize you. Now, they're not telling you that there's something wrong. They're just saying that we think there's something wrong. And when we look at the return and the letter, it's their qualified charitable distribution that they're picking up, that the 1099-R says $25,000, but we only put $15,000 down because they gave $10,000 to charity. And they're getting these silly letters. So anyway, we've got Gary. There's Gary in Dundalk, Mike.
There he is.
Here I am.
There you are. What's up, Gary?
I got a tax question for my son.
Okay.
Single, 2024, over 150 salary K. The Roth IRA max contribution, deductible or non-deductible?
150, you said?
150K.
150K. So the only way he's going to be able to do a Roth is a non-deductible IRA. It's single, right? You told me it was single.
Yep, yep.
So the only way he's going to be able to do it is a non-deductible IRA. But it's a little complicated. Make sure he does it right.
Okay.
Does he have an IRA?
He has a Roth and an IRA.
So if he has a regular IRA, he's going to want to need to roll that up into his employer's plan.
Well, wait, does he have an IRA with money in it right now?
Yes.
If he does, he's got to get rid of that IRA money into his company 401k plan. His,
okay.
All of his pre-tax IRA money has to be empty. The IRA has to be empty of pre-tax money, and like Mike said, okay, it's got to be rolled into his 401k in his employer plan in order to do non-deductible IRAs. That's why I'm saying it's a little complicated.
Yeah.
Don't try to do it unless he really knows how to do it.
And what about a Roth? Can't do it? Leave it alone? What?
Well, once he does the non-deductible IRA with no pre-tax money in the IRA, he then puts the $6,500, or now it's $7,000 for 2024. He puts the $7,000 in the non-deductible IRA, and a month later he converts it over to Roth, and voila, he got a Roth. Now, you do have to be careful if the Democrats take control. They do not like non-deductible conversions to Roth, so they will probably eliminate that. So you got to keep your ear to the grindstone and listen to what they're saying. Because you don't want to be doing it if they're saying, you know, you don't want money left in a non-deductible. You want to be able to convert it to Roth, or you don't want to do it at all.
Got it.
All right?
Yeah.
Great question.
Great question. Thanks, Gary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. We're an open show, Mike. 410-922-6680 is a way to call in and ask your question. It's a little slow tonight, Mike. 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, plenty of lines open, like all of them. And if you want to call in, we're here to answer your questions. We do have our hard break coming up at 629, but this would be a great time to get online, and then we can address your question first up when we come back. But again, we wanted to just remind you that on May 8th, we're having an event here at DoubleTree. We got a pretty good sized room, so we can take quite a few people. And we'd love to meet you in person. I'm going to be here in person. I'm not going to be on a Zoom or anything or talking from Florida. I'm going to be there in the flesh.
You hear that, Comptroller of Maryland?
The Comptroller of Maryland will be there talking to me. So if you want to call in and make your reservation, 410-823-7283, 410-823-SAVE is a great way to remember that. And we'd love to see you. We'd love to have you out there. Starts at 3 o'clock on May 8th. We wanted to do it early because we didn't want people to have to go all the way to the end of work and then think, I got to go out there to Hunt Valley or wherever, beat the traffic and so forth. So anyway, if you want to get on, if you want to be part of that, 410-823-7283. And we still on an open show, 410-922-6680. Take it away, traffic.
Hi, this is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. There are two main personal finance issues. How do I reduce taxes and when can I retire? The Financial Consulate is passionate about both. My personal passion is reducing your tax liabilities because I believe tax laws are illogical and complex. I relish in helping you legally reduce taxes. It delights me and my team to help you retire and remain confident throughout your retirement. Robust retirement planning software and our comprehensive knowledge can build the assurance you need to plot out your retirement goals. If you have $1 million or more invested, including company plans, then we will do a tax planning analysis and retirement plan projection at no cost. If tax savings and retirement are your main concerns, then call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAVE or search Financial Consulate. That's consulate like an embassy. Let us show you how to lower your tax liability and confidently prepare for retirement.
Back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth, here with Michael P. McCarthy. We're on an open show. We did get a couple callers to call in, but there's still plenty of lines open, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and ask your question, 410-922-6680. 800-922-6680. Maybe it's on Social Security or Medicare. That's a topic we can handle perfectly. Maybe it's on taxes. Maybe it's on estate planning. Maybe it's on your 401k. Maybe it's on an IRA or a Roth, like Gary just called in about the Roth and so forth. You know, there's all anything. If it deals with your money and your personal finances, we're here to help you. 410-922-6680. If you want to call and ask your question, 410-922-6680. Let's go to Paul in Baltimore.
How can we help, Paul?
The question is to whether or not it's better to buy a house outright or to finance it and then take the money you would have bought it with and invest it.
Well, the answer to that question, Paul, is very straightforward, and it's what's the opportunity cost? What's the mortgage rate that I'm paying? Am I going to get tax deduction on it? And what's my likelihood of outperforming that? And I'll give you my own personal example. 3 years ago, when I moved to Florida and bought my house, they were offering me a 30-year fixed rate mortgage at 2.5%. And I said, give me all you got, you know?
Right. Well, that makes it simple, but it's not 2.5% anymore.
No, it's like 7, you know? So
right.
It's a very complicated decision now at 7. But if I had the cash, if I had the ability to buy that house outright without costing myself a tremendous amount of income taxes to do it, I would probably borrow as little money as possible at 7%.
Yeah, just make sure you keep enough liquidity.
There is one issue, though, you have to keep in mind, all right? And this is a problem. Here's the issue. You ready? Let's say I buy a $500,000 house, and I have all the cash that I want to pay for that $500,000 house. I could just write a check to them, $500,000, here you go, I own the house, right? And then interest rates come down to 4% 2 years later, okay? 2 years later, interest rates are down to 4%, and I think, oh, wow, you know, 4%, I really like to take a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage on that. And I do. Is it tax deductible? And the answer is no. Why? Because your acquisition indebtedness was zero. You can never borrow against that house unless you do capital improvements and borrow against those new capital improvements. And that's a quirk in the tax law that you have to be careful about if you pay cash for a house and hope to refinance it someday at a lower interest rate.
Very interesting. I know that.
Yeah, well, you know, the IRS doesn't necessarily have the greatest means of policing that, but I have had one client was audited, and they requested the settlement statement from the original purchase of the house to determine the acquisition indebtedness. So I haven't seen it frequently. I've only seen it once out of, what, 30-some years of filing, 200 to 500 tax returns. So they don't police it a lot, but you want to abide by the law, you're not going to be able to refinance that house and make it tax deductible if you pay cash for it on day one. All right?
All right.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.
Good question. Excellent question.
All right.
Got who's up?
Plenty of calls going. Let's go to Dave and Overly. Dave, how can we help?
Hey, guys. Hope you all are well. I'm just calling about the potential for an upcoming war on so many fronts. I want to know what your advice is, where to invest to protect my savings, my children's savings, my family savings. Are we into bonds, treasuries, other? Certainly not in the stock market anytime soon.
Well, that's an interesting question because, you know, if you go back in history and look, even with the outbreak of World War II, the stock market went down for about a year and a half into World War II. And even after the bombing of Pearl Harbor and so forth, but in the middle of 1942, the stock market turned and never looked back again for 20 years. So, and during the Iraq invasion of 1991, it was the invasion of Iraq that took the market, stock market went off to the moon on that invasion. And in 2003, it was the bottom of the stock market when the George W. Bush went into Iraq and Afghanistan. So, you know, there's no telling. If people start launching nuclear bombs, my friend, you're right. There's no safe place, period. But if you want a sure bet right now, you get 5% in T-bills and federally insured accounts. So if you want just a sure bet, there's 5% you can make relatively easy right now. But, you know, the long-term opportunity for the stock market is really amazing. I don't think people realize the amount of technological advancement that our world is going to make in the next 10 or 20 years. And there are two things that drive the stock market through the roof. And one is technological advancement, and the other one is demographics. The more people coming into the middle class, the bigger the stock market grows. And you've got two big situations happening right now. Technological advancement is skyrocketing. I mean, it's going, you're not going to believe what's going to happen in the next 10 years technologically. You have no clue as to what you're going to see in 2034 as to what you've already seen in the last, whatever, 50, 60 years of your life. And the amount of people that are going to come into the middle class over the next 10 or 20 years is going to be unbelievable also. So I understand what you're saying, and there's always things to worry about in the world, but you can't say that if a war happens, the stock market's going to get demolished, because history doesn't 100% prove that. If you're on the battlefield, in other words, if you're Europe or you're Middle East, yeah, that's not going to be good for you. But if you're the United States, long as they don't start launching things here, I don't expect anything. All right, I got to run. I hope I answered
Thanks, Dave, my friend.
Great question.
All right, let's go right to Jim in Hampstead. Jim, how can we help? Jim, you still there?
I don't hear him.
I'm guessing maybe we lost Jim.
Put him on hold, or you can just hang up on him. Either
I'll put
way.
Him on hold just in case.
All right.
And we'll go right to Richard in Linthicum. Richard, how can we help?
Okay. I'd like you guys to explain the five-year rule regarding Roth IRAs. You can't withdraw within 5 years. Could you explain
that? Well, that's not the way it works, okay? So let me explain, like you asked. That's a great question. So in order to get all of your earnings, dividends, and interest out of an IRA, you have to fulfill two requirements. Requirement one, number one, is you're 59 and a half years of age. And requirement number two is you have to have had a Roth IRA in existence for at least 5 years. So let's say I'm 60 years old and I set up my first Roth IRA ever and put $2,000 in it, and it grows to $4,000. Well, I'm over 59 and a half, so I've fulfilled that requirement. But the second one, I've got to wait until I'm 65 in order to be able to withdraw that growth of that money out of there tax-free. Okay, so that's the five-year rule. It has to do with the growth, the interest, and the dividends on that money in order to draw it out tax-free. But here's the interesting part. Contributions to a Roth IRA are the first things withdrawn. The first thing withdrawn from an IRA are contributions, and no matter what age you are, you can withdraw your contributions without taxation and without penalties. I could be 25, and if I put $5,000 in a Roth IRA and I'm 30 and I want that $5,000 back, I can take it back. If it grew to $10,000, I can't take the $5,000 of growth out, but I can take the $5,000 of contributions out without taxation, without penalty. Did that help explain that to you?
Yes. Now, what happens if you start an IRA, a Roth IRA, and then the five-year clock starts, and then a year later you put another $50,000 in that Roth IRA.
All right, you're going to have to hold
five-year clock for that second.
You're going to hold with me, Richard, and we're going to answer that question because that's a great follow-up question. You're going to hold with me, and I'm going to answer it when we come back from this pause with traffic. Take it away, traffic.
more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back, Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're on the last quarter hour of the show. We got Richard. We're going to answer Richard's question. And if you want to get on, we still have one more caller online. That's John. We'll be with you in a second, John. 410-922-6680.
Richard, Richard, did you hang on with us?
Yes.
Richard, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. So let me answer your question because it's a great question. The five-year rule has nothing to do with your money you're putting in. It's only one Roth IRA for more than 5 years. For example, let's say in 1998 when the rules started, I put in $100 and I left it there. And I never did anything more with that. And but then all of a sudden in 2015 and 2020, I started to make a lot more money and I'm putting in tons and tons and tons of money. But the five-year rule's not up yet. And I decide, but I'm over 59 and a half and I want to withdraw everything 100% tax-free. I'd be able to do it because that $100 that I put into a Roth IRA all the way back in 1998 started the five-year clock ticking. And you want to hear a more interesting part of the five-year rule, Richard? The five-year rule isn't 5 years like you think about 5 years, okay? So let me give you an example. Last Monday, this Monday that just passed, was April 15th. You know as well as I do that I could put in a Roth IRA contribution for 2023 on Monday, okay? So let's say I did that. Let's say I set up a Roth IRA and put $100 in it on Monday, April 15th for 2023. My five-year clock ends on 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. December 31st, 2027 would be the end of my five-year clock because that contribution on April 15th of 2024 counted for January 1 on 2023. Does that blow your mind away?
Yeah, I've got more questions regarding the in other words, if the first year you convert a traditional IRA to a Roth IRA, then the second year you do the same thing, and the third year you do the same thing. There's only one clock starting when you first open the Roth IRA account with the first
conversion. you just brought a new equation into the situation. There are 2 5-year rules. There's the 5-year Roth rule to make it a fully qualified tax-free distribution. But when you start talking about conversions, each conversion has its own 5-year rule unless you're over 59 and a half when you do those conversions.
Yeah, I am.
So if you're over 59 and a half and you're doing conversions, there is no 5-year rule for conversions. There are 2 different 5-year rules. So you no 5-year rule on conversions if you're over 59 and a half, but you still have to have a Roth IRA in existence for at least 5 years in order to be able to withdraw that money from the Roth IRA tax-free, the growth, the interest, and the dividends. But I have to roll to the next because...
What about my beneficiaries? Will they have to start another 5-year clock?
No. If you've fulfilled your 5-year clock, an inherited Roth IRA is fully qualified if you have fulfilled it. My mother recently passed away, and she left an inherited Roth to my brothers and sisters and I. And because she had that Roth in many more than 5 years, and she was over 59 and a half when we inherited it, we have no 5-year rule on our inherited Roth. But let's say my mother only set it up 2 years ago. I would have 3 more years to wait before I would be able to withdraw it tax-free. All right, I hope that helps you. I'm sorry, it's a very complicated question. Let's go to John, Mikey.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Fine, great. And my question is high-tech stocks and artificial intelligence, and how does that relate to each other, and how does that affect AMD?
I'm sorry, I got to get that. I didn't catch all that. High-tech stocks...
And artificial intelligence. That's the
artificial intelligence. Okay, how's that affect them?
Yes. What's your prognosis on them?
Well, you know, it's going to be difficult to say who's going to be the winners and the losers in artificial intelligence, but you can't bet out Apple, Google, Microsoft, you know, companies like that. Those companies are going to literally be the major players in that. But there are going to be small ones that are going to come up, like ChatGPT and GPT and so forth. And whether Chat is going to prove to be a leader in the future, who knows? It's too early to say. You know, if you go back to any great thing in history, I mean, look at Yahoo was going to try to compete against Google, and Google just wiped them off the face of the earth, you know.
Yeah.
There are plenty of companies like that, that, you know, you know, who have disappeared, that had a great product, but they just didn't have the right whatever to make it long-term successful. So it's going to be big. It's going to be bigger than the internet, John. It's going to be much bigger than the internet, artificial intelligence, robotics, you know, autonomous driving and so forth. All of these things are going to be far bigger than the internet ever was. And that's why you don't count the future out when you consider what's coming.
How does the AMD look to you?
AMD, the chip manufacturer?
Yes.
You know, I mean, you know, NVIDIA's got them, you know, they're way ahead of NVIDIA. NVIDIA's way ahead of them. So I don't really know. I'm not I'm not really that familiar with AMD, but I can say at this point in time, so far, NVIDIA looks like they're light years ahead of them.
Okay. I sure appreciate that information.
All right.
Thanks,
you take
John.
Care. All right. Well, Mikey, we're pretty much out of time, but let's just, again, we want to see our listeners. We really appreciate all that you've done, and we want to, you know, to make this show successful. We delight in answering your questions and getting to know a lot of you that call in frequently, and we'd love to meet you. And we're going to be at the DoubleTree Hotel on May 8th. At 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, our good friend Sean Casey is going to be there with us. We're going to do our top five financial planning and tax tips that we think everyone will benefit from. And we're going to have some good food and drinks for you. Everyone will get a free book, The Financial Physical. And if you want something else, if you want me to give you my firstborn child to come meet, I don't have one, so I don't have to worry about that.
Nope.
I never had any my own children. I have two magnificent stepchildren, so I don't have to worry about giving up that. But anyway, we're going to be there. If you want to call in, make your reservation, 410-823-7283. 410-823-SAVE is an easy way to remember that, or info@financialconsulate, like an embassy, consulate.com. info@financialconsulate.com.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting night because you and I will be there at the event meeting our radio show listeners and some of our clients. And then we'll walk right across the parking lot and do that night show.
I think you're actually the host.
I am.
The co-host that night.
I've never been the host. Well, actually, maybe one time I was the host when you were sick. But other than that, I'm the co-host.
I've been sick sometime, you know?
Once, so anyway. I think it happened one time.
So anyway, we're here on we can't do any more callers
no.
at this point in time. It's almost the end of the show. But
I mean, hey, this is a nice time of reflection. This is our first radio show after the final day of the regular tax season. We're cleaning up from where we are, and we're looking at the people that we've extended, and you know how to get those knocked out. You know, an extension, that's also something people get scared of, but an extension can be an excellent tool to give you time to integrate new tax planning. You know, that you can do right there at the end.
Look, Mike, 40 years ago, when you did an extension, you had a high probability the IRS was going to look at that tax return. And you had to have a reason as to why you were asking for an extension. After, I think it was 1990, they did away with that. They said, it's an automatic extension. If you want it, just send it in. And from that point forward, there is nothing different about filing your return before April 15th and filing your return on October 15th. The only thing is, you still have to pay whatever taxes before April 15th, but there's no detriment to extending the return. It's actually beneficial to do that, like Mike said, because now the preparer has some time to really make sure that they're, you know, getting your return right, as opposed to try to rush it in during that April 15th deadline.
Or throwing in a last-minute tax planning. I mean, we've had some clients this year that started businesses, and we said, hey, you can do an I-401k with this new business.
Yeah, yeah,
and we
absolutely
get extra time to get that money in.
Yeah, there are all kinds of good reasons to do that. But I think we're running out of time, aren't we, Michael? And we should expect Nita to start playing music in the near term. And when it does, that means that we are out of time. You know,
she likes listening to us. She wants to give us every second.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, we appreciate you listening. We hope to see you on May 8th at the DoubleTree Hotel. Again, if you want to call in, 410-823-SAVES. Easy way to remember that, to make a reservation. You must have a reservation to be with us, and we'd love to see you. Anyway, this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless. Show them the way you feel. Things are gonna